Great Scott!
Oh.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Oh, honey.
With your hosts, Tim and Shay.
Oh, honey, please.
And Brian.
We don't need roads.
What the fuck? What did you guys just do?
What do you mean?
You guys just both made weird noises at the same time.
Oh, what'd you do, Wolfert? I
didn't do nothing. Tim did it all.
I said, and Brian.
Oh.
I tried to sound like Doc. It was horrible.
Oh, yeah. That was real bad. The way you said that, I thought it was the two of you at the same time. That's how bad that sounded.
That was just the world's worst Doc Brown impression.
You didn't get him to say, when this podcast starts, you're going to see some serious shit.
No.
That would have been the best intro.
You fucked that up, Shay.
Way to fuck it up, Shay.
You fucked it up.
I do have an outro from him.
And you know the... The wonderful part is that I've already started yelling at you before the podcast even started.
No,
but only those listening live got the pleasure of hearing me yell at you before we even started podcasting.
So if you want to hear how mean Tim is to me all the time, start listening live right at 9 o'clock.
Radio.atomicast.com or radiovegas.rocks.
Yeah.
Did I get it?
Radiovegas.rocks.
All right. There we go. I'm Tim. Did we do this? I'm Tim.
No, I'm Shay.
That over there?
I'm Brian from Drunken Zombie.
That's Brian from Drunken Zombie Podcasting Network.
You did this before the episode.
The other network that we are distributed.
I know. We're on three.
On.
More like radio.
Yeah.
RadioVegas.rocks.
Uh-huh.
And Drunken Zombie.
Yeah.
We are on three networks. You can find us on any of those networks.
Exactly. Wolfie, do you want to pimp your shit a little bit?
Yeah, pimp it.
Head to DrunkenZombie.com. We get all kinds of podcasts. And this will go up on our feed tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yep.
So on Friday, we got a new show starting, Lights Out, all about paranormal investigation.
That's going to tie in
with our Atomicast Mysteries tonight.
Good. I like that.
Oh, buddy.
Nice. I'm all about the paranormal shit.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good. I like it.
Wolfie, did you just retweet Jordana Safford?
I sure did.
Just stop it, you
fucking douche. Is that the girl that said, sup, I want to chat? Like type 2 or?
Type 2.
Type 2 diabetes. Yeah. Adult onset diabetes?
Yes.
Diabetes. Okay.
Basically eating too much garbage diabetes. For most of my life.
Right. That's scary. That's the thing, dude. Like, you can also, like, just eat all this bullshit and gain 0 pounds, but your blood sugar can still be fucked. Yeah. You can not gain weight and still be diabetic.
And then I actually applied for a life insurance policy just because I'm a grown-up, and that's the type of dumb shit you do now.
When you're getting married.
And, just in case I accidentally fall down the stairs.
Yeah.
And I took the test and, of course, got denied because of the diabetes and everything.
Really? But they just said no? They didn't say, like, you had to pay three times the premium or whatever?
No.
They just said no.
They just said no.
With one company or multiples?
Well, just one.
Yeah.
A friend of mine started investing and selling through them and stuff, so I was trying to help her out, and it was just like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
But I do a blood test, and my blood sugar level is back down to normal. Which is good.
Hey, there you go.
So that's not diabetic level.
Exactly.
Jesus, right? Drunk up.
Something. Hiccup, yeah.
But that's on the medicine. So I don't know if I went off the medicine, it would probably spike back up. But I'm at least at a normal level. So once I start hopefully losing weight here soon.
Well, once you train your body to, just normalize itself. And then with the removal of the sugar, I mean, just right away, your body should, your blood sugar level should just automatically go down, right? Yeah. So...
In theory.
Booger sugar, though. Keeping the booger sugar around.
Well, that speeds up your heart rate, right? That helps you lose
weight. Burns calories.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good thing.
My sister did not. She gained a bunch of weight.
On Coke?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
She did it wrong.
She did it wrong.
She was nice and skinny. Now she's super fat.
Are you sure she wasn't snorting powdered sugar or something?
No. Yeah. I'm not sure.
It's not literal booger sugar. It's not, it's not literally sugar.
She had nose candy. I know that.
She just shoved Tootsie Rolls up her nose.
She's Smarties.
She still does it. She still does it. And really? She's still gaining weight.
She shoves Smarties up her nose?
Yeah.
No, maybe she tried it rectally.
I mean, I guess ultimately that would just go down your throat and into your stomach, and they'd be calories that you would ingest all the same.
Did you booger sugar shamer?
No.
You're
the only fuck that gets fat from doing cocaine.
No, we tried having an intervention with her once.
Dude, she should move over to crack and see if that helps her lose some weight.
I mean,
I've never seen a child.
She should just stop it altogether.
Well, that's one of their.
She has a child.
You know.
I mean, I guess if you're responsible.
I mean, whatever.
Shay. I mean, she's not, obviously, but whatever.
Yeah. But you know what's funny about the gym?
What?
This is the thing that I didn't encounter in my old gym. The fucking muscle heads. There's been at least two guys that I've seen that point at themselves in the mirror.
When they're lifting?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, I mean, when they're done. Well, then they put the weights back and they point themselves like, yeah, bro.
Right, bro. Really?
Yeah, it's fucking weird, right?
That is
That's
weird.
Right, bro. You're totally going to rape some bitches tonight.
I mean, I could see doing that if there was literally nobody else around that could possibly see you.
Look at you. Yeah, look at that sexy body.
Yeah, there's
people. Look at me. Look at that muscle. Look at that pop.
You're just jealous, bro. You're just jealous.
I mean, I'm
think about all these bitches I'm going to bang.
I'll be real honest. I'm a little jealous of some of these guys. But it's just
Tim,
like, dude,
start pointing yourself in the mirror.
Down.
Problem solved.
I wish I could point myself in the mirror.
I know.
I'm not jealous of their pointing ability. I'm jealous because they're thinner and can lift more weights than me.
Yeah, we'll get
some
over it.
Some of them can.
We'll lift more weights. That's why you go to the gym.
Done.
Maybe Club Fitness was a detriment to you because in the 3 years that you've been going there, you've been lifting small increments of weights.
That's true.
You could have been lifting 80 pounds.
I need to go nuts.
Yeah, GTL, bro. Thing, yeah. GTL.
GTL, baby.
Yeah, I heard that from Shay. I don't know what that is. I don't know what
Jersey Shore.
No, I get it now, but I don't. That's not a thing that I'm interested in.
And you know what? You should stop drinking beer and start drinking protein infused vodka.
Oh, smart. Like
start
in the sunny.
Get that laundry done, bro.
No,
it's
the dude from Jersey Shore who
the
created
situation?
The situation.
Oh, fuck you, Wolford. God damn it.
No,
I've never watched one episode.
I don't believe
of that
you.
Show.
There's
I've
no way you can pull
it.
That shit out of your face
no,
if you didn't know that.
It's just J-Wow
Snooki.
Shut up.
It's like Micro Machines. It's pop culture.
Shut up, Wolford. Just
yeah, it's like
up.
Micro Machines, Tim.
Just shut the fuck up, both of you.
But no, he does sponsor like this protein infused vodka that he's trying to make money on.
What was it? Sonny did the Muscle Milk, though, right?
I don't know. I don't remember.
See,
yeah,
I
was like,
know who
was like
is,
a,
so.
Always Sunny, buddy. Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, I've never watched it. Oh.
It's actually really funny. You should watch
it. That's
what
I've heard.
You should watch it.
It's just got like, what, like 13 seasons now?
10.
They just finished their 10th, but they got renewed for another two, I think.
That's a lot of episodes to watch.
There's only 10 a season.
Yeah, it's 100 episodes. Yeah. And they're 21 minutes long, maximum.
Wolford, you should get a job where you just watch Netflix all day like me and Shay.
Yes.
I wish I could.
You should.
You should.
Just do it, man. What's stopping you, man? Come on, bro.
Technically, I could watch Netflix all day at work.
Why don't you?
Yeah.
Because I listen to podcasts all day at work.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I
listen to you guys today at work.
Oh.
Were we hilarious? We're
hilarious.
Did you almost get fired for laughing so hard at us?
No.
Huh. We were not funny enough.
I was laughing about the Micro Machines thing. Just how unbelievably pissed off you were.
I know. It's weird how angry that... Like,
I still am.
So let's recap the past 6 months, Walter.
Well,
quickly.
I got diagnosed with diabetes.
All right, that's enough.
Well, that was why you guys started the weight loss competition.
Yeah.
That was one of the reasons. That was one of the motivating factors.
Like, Wolford's a fat fuck. I can talk him into a weight loss
competition.
Well,
but Tim's a fat fuck.
The other one is that one time when I got out of bed, I had to use my arm to swing and get some momentum up to get my fat fucking shitty ass out of bed. After I had to swing my arm to get out of bed, I was done. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I can't be so fat all the time anymore. This has to stop.
Remember what Louis C.K. said? Your weight's not supposed to be your age plus 200. Yeah.
That's pretty accurate. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I've lost 10 pounds,
hey,
guys.
Fuck off. Nice. Who cares? I don't care about you fucking skinny piece
I'm
of shit. Who cares?
Unofficially throwing that in there. I lost 10 pounds.
I don't care about that.
By not drinking.
Hey, just whatever. Just right, go fucking just die.
You win. You get to go on Atomicast and berate Tim all you want.
No, this is not part of the thing.
No, that's true because I at this point I am the percentage champion.
That's true, but
I'm not part of your competition.
You weren't included in the competition.
Are you guys ready for a quiz? Sure.
No, not quite.
No?
Here's the thing. We got to take a little bit of a time out here, Shay. Oh,
okay.
We can do this live on air. I don't care.
Yeah. What's up?
Here's the deal. We're all three of us a little hot.
Okay. Oh.
Number one.
Okay. We are pretty attractive.
About 10% too hot. B number two. I don't know what's happening with the recording. This is not going out live, but it suddenly just stops recording sometimes. So I'm having to keep a really close eye on it and restart it every once in a while.
Uh-oh.
So we're losing fractions of a minute here every once in a while. So
should we
pay attention
to me.
If I start waving my arms wildly, that means shut up while I stop and start the recording again.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, and I'll try to remember to cut this out of the... Oh, fuck it.
Who cares?
I'll be real honest. I'm not going to cut this out of the feed. This is just going to be part of it.
Who cares?
This is part of the show.
He's just curious as to why that would be happening, because that's never happened before.
I think what's actually happening, it's totally my fault.
Okay.
I think that when I'm switching between applications, it gets confusing and stops.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But I'm not...
Stop switching between applications.
Well, let's be real honest. I'm not going to stop... No.
Okay.
Normally we put the laptop up and me and Shay just watch it diligently,
it right,
but that's not a possibility in this this week.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Good times.
Sorry to interrupt the show, fellas. Had to cover some technical shit.
Tim, who gives a shit?
Yeah. Are we gonna do this quiz or what?
Yeah.
Is this where we're at?
Yeah, I'm ready for the quiz.
All right, we're gonna do a quiz.
20 goddamn minutes in already?
Fuck. No.
Yeah, we're 23 in.
Are we seriously?
9:23.
We've recorded 11 minutes, unfortunately.
Holy
fellas.
Shit.
So yeah. We're way behind. I must have really fucked up. I must have really missed a thing.
Yeah.
Should we just start over?
No.
This is a time cast with Tim and
this
Shay.
Is just what
we'll
it
just
is.
Let's have
fellas.
A short episode if it goes that way.
This is what it is. No, we'll go long. We'll go long.
All right. We'll figure
the most disjointed episode ever.
All right.
This is going to be weird. That's Brian.
That was me.
Oh.
This
delay.
Is it. It's way. Well, mine, that was fine.
Hit it again, Brian.
All right, I think we're good.
Hold on. Brian, I don't trust your phone. Can I have the cable?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you my phone.
Android phones, they fuck it up, you know.
Yeah.
No, I just think Tim's going to try to cheat.
Well, I would, but I have no idea that I don't think I'm going to do well tonight.
See, and you can hit, you don't have to hit the link. You can hit anywhere in that red.
Oh, anywhere?
Yeah. Anywhere in the red.
All right, let's do it. What are we playing, Shay?
But you got to wait. You got to wait until the sound completely plays. So,
that
so,
is bullshit. Yeah.
You should only have to hit it once. You don't have to hit it multiple times. So here's the deal. Here's the quiz we're going to do. So, Brian, play your sound. Tim, play your sound. Okay. So, you guys are going to buzz in.
Oh, Jesus.
And whoever buzzes in first, I'm going to be listening, and they're the ones that gets the answer. Now, you only get one guess after you buzz in, so make sure that when you buzz in, you know what you're going to guess.
Does a wrong guess count as a point for the other person?
It counts as a negative point for you.
God damn it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Point.
Yeah, we're going, no, it's one or nothing, or negative one. One or negative one. So really think about this here.
Wow. I'm not going to ding in even one time. I'm going to hope that Wolford fucks up enough that I'm going to win with a zero.
Win with a zero.
I'm no, hoping. Dude, I think you'll buzz in.
All right.
So all right. So here's
what's the game?
So here's the game.
Okay.
Classic video game music.
Okay.
Oh, Tim's going to win.
I doubt it. I didn't play any video games. I never have.
These are from the 80s. All from the 80s. These could be arcade. These could be Atari, Nintendo.
Yikes. All right.
So I felt like this was pretty easy.
Well, I think you're probably wrong about that.
So I made it a little tougher.
Okay.
How do I unlock your phone?
I'm
losing already.
Yeah, just don't.
Shay, don't tell him. Don't tell him how to do it.
2-3-2-2.
Shay, don't tell him.
So I dropped the pitch on these about 8 cents. So they are a little, the tone of all the sounds are a little different. So you're. Yeah, let's make sure you don't play that before we start so you can actually buzz in. So okay. I'm gonna play. I have 10 clips.
Right.
They are classic video game music, but in a different pitch.
Oh,
but the tone
Christ.
And everything is still the same. So I'm going to start.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Okay.
Right, let's do it. All right.
All right. Here's the first one. Now listen and make sure you really know. Nice.
Yeah. You're fired. I'm not going to dig in for this one. I don't have any idea.
Brian buzzed in.
Is it Donkey Kong?
Nope.
Nice. I'm winning with my zero.
Tim, would you like to steal?
Woo! No.
It's no negative point if you steal.
I still wouldn't like to. I don't know what that was.
Okay. That was a game called Bubbler.
I've never heard of it.
No. Oh, really?
This is going to be the world's most obscure shitty shit.
This is the real, the clean version of this, the music.
I can
no idea.
I've never heard of that.
No
okay,
idea.
It's a game called Bubbler. I had never heard of it, but I thought maybe like
if it does have micro machines in it, I didn't play it.
There was a Micro Machines Nintendo game.
Okay. Next sound. Next song.
This one, I'm not going to like it when you tell me what this one is.
Brian.
Is it Pitfall?
Nope.
Fuck.
Negative two, Brian. Negative two. Tim, would you like to steal?
Contra.
Nope. Castlevania.
Oh. Okay.
I feel like that's one I thought you guys would get.
I was thinking Castlevania, but I thought, nah, it's
got to be. I actually thought Wolford would do, after I knew Wolford was going to be here.
I'm never going to dig in. That's.
I thought he was going to do way better than you.
I'm killing it, bro.
Yeah, you're zero, and zero, Brian's negative two.
Yep.
Okay. Here is number three.
This is like fucking freaky shit. I'm not gonna dig it.
Mario Brothers?
Nope. All right. Tim?
Contra.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong, alright.
Let's see, and
I'm gonna see if I can go for it. Please, sweet.
Nah.
Is it -3 to 0?
Yeah.
Bam. So yeah, Tim, you're weirdly winning by not answering.
Yeah,
you got, come on.
That's my technique, bro.
Hey, stop worrying about winning. Try to have fun and play.
Don't judge me on my technique, man.
Come on.
Just point yourself in the mirror, bro. Let's go.
Number four.
Mario Brothers?
Oh, so close, but no.
Contra.
Nope. Dr. Mario.
Oh, did something there.
Dr. Mario. All right. Next one. One of you had better get this one. Just go with your first guess. Tim.
Contra.
Negative one. Brian.
Mario Brothers.
Mega Man.
Oh, God damn it. I should have known that.
I thought you would get that one.
I fucking loved the shit out of Mega Man.
All right. Here's one I think you guys will actually get.
Okay.
So, Brian, you're -4. Tim, you are...
-5, I believe it.
Yeah, you're -5.
-5.
-5, and you're -1.
All right.
Tim.
Contra.
-2. Brian.
Pac-Man?
-4 for Brian.
Yeah, right. I actually knew that one.
He got that right.
Now that you say it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Now that you say it. That's one of those.
Totally
do it.
That's why you got it wrong.
Yeah.
All right. The next one I haven't actually heard of, but maybe you guys have.
Contra. Dig Dug.
No, but that's weird that you guessed something weird I haven't heard of. It's called Pingo.
You've never heard of Dig
You've
Dug?
You've never heard of Dig Dug?
Oh, God. I'm so glad you're here, Wolford. What is this called?
Pingo.
What the fuck is Pingo?
It's not a thing. That's
one of the top 10 video games of the 80s.
That's just not true.
That's bullshit. All
right.
I was alive for the entirety of the 80s. So were you, Wolford.
All right.
Yeah. Was it big in Japan?
We got three more.
Before the internet, so we didn't know?
Okay. Three more. I'm going to give you the hardest one first.
Okay.
Brian.
Final Fantasy?
Close.
Contra.
Nope. Fire and Ice.
Oh.
Why was that close?
Because it's a similar fantasy style game. It's a
I've never heard of Fire
and Ice. Role-playing game. It's a role-playing game. All right. I have two more, and I think you guys will get both of these.
I think I've already beat Wolford, though. It doesn't matter.
Tim won. Yeah, Tim won. Wolford, I'm very disappointed in you. I'm really, really disappointed in you.
I'm disappointed in you too, Wolford.
No, I'm not.
All right. Here we go. Tim.
Super Mario Brothers.
Yes. Zero.
Yes.
You're at zero.
That was my goal, to be at zero, buddy.
So he's just not going to ring in for the next one.
We have one more.
Yep, unless it's Contra. And then I'm ringing in.
Get one more. Ready? Here we go. Brian.
Contra.
Tim.
Contra.
Tetris. Why do I even try
Tetris? It was Tetris. Contra wasn't on the list.
No.
Are you serious?
No, wasn't that in like early 90s? Or is that 80s?
Oh, that was 90s, I guess. Yeah,
these are 80s.
These are only 80s.
Yeah,
so you guys did not...
That could have been like 88, 89.
I thought that was going to be a lot more fun than that was. That was like a really boring fucking quiz. You guys made that so boring. I mean, just ridiculous. I don't even want to listen to that tomorrow.
No, that was fun. What are you talking about? That was fun. That was
you
a fun...
Our favorite games were Contra and Mario Brothers.
That was a fun...
Well, now I know that. Now that I know.
That was a fun quiz. I would like to go over my Unsolved Mysteries, if you guys don't mind. If you would indulge me on this.
Update.
This is not...
We used to do updates?
We did an update?
No. On Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, yes. Oh, that was a fucking great show.
It was a great show.
I love that show. This whole Unsolved Mystery tonight... The whole point of this is to make Shay so scared that he will piss his pants and not be able to sleep tonight.
Yes.
That's what we're doing tonight. All right, let me turn this down.
He's already going to have nightmares about micro machines. You've berated them so much over the past week.
Good.
You know, that's bothered me zero, and I've thought about it zero. So, no, I won't.
So, this was taken from my favorite website of all time, Reddit.
Oh, okay.
This is a audio recording, Shay. You're going to love this, of a ghost. This is a real-life ghost encounter.
Ghost.
I wonder if I've heard it already.
I doubt it. This is a lady that uses an app on her phone to monitor her sleep. The whole thing, the app records her while she's sleeping.
Oh, I haven't heard this.
Records the shuffling of the blankets and coughing and stuff to kind of tell her when she wakes up and whatever. Records her stuff. Have you not heard it, Shay? You're looking at me as if you've heard it. You've heard it?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I'm still going to do it.
I haven't heard it.
So it records the nighttime noises. This is from the woman that it has recorded. Snoring, sleep talk, cover ruffles, etc. I've never caught anything other than sounds created by me changing positions or coughing, although I've been told several times that I talk in my sleep. On December 30th at 2:04 a.m., I caught something very weird. This night, I was just sleeping in my bed. My three-year-old was next to me because he is scared of the dark. It was just the two of us in the whole house. In this recording, you can hear some clicks start to get louder. Eventually, you can hear me say, "What are you doing?" And immediately after that, there's a deep voice that says nothing. The clicks come become very loud, and at that point, what the hell is that?
I don't know.
You can hear the same voice say, "That's them." I don't remember being awake that night. The only possible explanation is that I answered my own sleep talking, but the voice doesn't even sound like me or something I could emulate. It definitely doesn't sound like a voice my preschooler could emulate either. I have no idea what the clicks could be. So let's listen to this audio here.
Let's do it.
Do it.
What are you doing? Oh, okay.
So that was actually the cleaned up audio version.
Do you have the raw version?
I don't.
You don't?
Because the cleaned up version is a lot more clear. So what you can hear is the woman that posted this, her name is Jenny. You can hear her very obviously saying, "What are you doing?" And then you can hear that very obviously, "Nothing." After that, there's a few seconds of pause. And then after that, it's a little ambiguous. What I hear personally is, "That's them."
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys hear?
I heard... Play it again, because I listened to it and I, well,
what are you doing?
I hear, "What are you doing?" Indiscernible, and then that's them.
Is that what you hear, Wolverine?
Sure.
Depending on who you ask, the last part is either "that's them," that's what we heard, "I'm dead," or "I'm Danny."
Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, like this thing really interests me, because like ghosts are something I'm really, really interested in, because I hope that they exist, even though I know they don't. But like, so I listened to this, and I read all the comments and read through and listened to it probably 20 times, just trying to figure out what the fuck it is. And it's not her. I don't believe it's her.
Well, it's pretty definitive that it's not, because somebody cleaned up that audio.
Yeah.
And this is an audio engineer that knows more than we do. And it says The other person in the recording definitely isn't you talking to yourself, nor is it your son. The voice is pitched in the question, after the question, what are you doing? In the question, what are you doing, is around 265 hertz. The answer is voice seems to be around 95 hertz. That is a relatively low voice, even for a man. And I guess that's the separation is impossible for a normal person to impersonate.
So Jimmy Stewart?
It must be Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the thing about that, I'd love to like do that and capture one of those things. Could you imagine actually listening to that in the morning?
No.
That'd be creepy as shit.
Yeah.
Shay would poop his pants.
I'm surprised he's not now. Did you poop your pants the first time you
heard this? Ghost stuff doesn't, you know, it really, if it's a ghost thing like this claims to be, it really doesn't scare me.
Are you over it, Shay, at this point?
I'm over being scared of it. So the creepy, like, weird, just random audio recordings that, like, you played in the past weeks,
yeah,
those scare me a lot more than anything to do with ghosts.
Why?
Just because of the mystery. So and I know the ghost thing is less, it's maybe more of a mystery because it's like, who the fuck was actually there?
Yeah.
But it's on such a small scale, whereas like those recordings are on such a large scale. They're broadcast to, you know, X number of homes, or, you know, or they're on this channel.
Yeah.
Or nobody knows what the fuck they are or why they exist. Well, things like that freak me out.
Let's say this.
Okay.
That wasn't a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
That was a home intruder.
That's scarier.
Or a stalker.
That's much scarier.
Is that creepier?
Yes.
It was just some dude in her closet. Like, yeah. Nothing.
Nothing. Go back to bed. I'm just trying to jerk off.
I know. And like,
in the corner.
Like, thinking about it being like an actual intruder kind of gives me goosebumps. Yeah. Like, I just got goosebumps a little bit because it's like she was talking to him and they just kept going. That's the creepy part. They talked back to her.
And she has zero memory of this.
If it were an intruder, though, I feel like it would... They wouldn't have answered and just been all calm like they were.
Right.
You know, for sure. You know, unless it was just... I mean...
Unless it was somebody that she kind of vaguely knows.
Maybe.
That she wasn't, like, astounded by his presence. But it was just sort of like, what the fuck are you doing here? Okay, I'm going back to... What are you doing here? Okay, I'm going back... Yeah, so what's weird to me... I get the shivers even though I have zero belief in what... In this being a ghost.
Yeah.
I still think it's just so fucking weird and creepy.
That you get a response.
Yeah, it's just sort of a visceral thing. Like, there's no real explanation for it. It's just sort of
I never want to record my sleep after listening to that, I'll tell you that.
This girl, it was funny, like, reading
all the updates.
Yeah, reading all the updates and stuff. She still records her sleep, but she doesn't listen to anything.
Yeah, she just does it for the tracking of the app, not the audio.
Yeah, because it'll tell you when you've woken up and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I guess there's some valuable information, even if you're... Even if you don't listen to it. And she has since moved from that house.
Yep.
There was one time that she woke up and felt a little bit of panic. And so she wandered around the house saying, like, you're scaring me. Please leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently after that incident, she never had another
incident. I feel like that's the advice that, like, ghost people give to people who have a haunted house. I feel like all that really does, though, is just give the person who's saying it power to not be afraid of it. And I feel weird saying this, but I really feel like, every part of this is psychological.
Clearly, because there's no such thing as ghosts. So I feel like if you see them or hear them, it's just in the mind of the person that sees them and hears them.
I'm not arguing with you. I want them to exist, but they don't.
Yeah. I'm glad that you can finally realize that. Yeah, no, it's I'm not scared of them, but it's so fascinating to me that shit like this exists. It's really a fascinating
thing. I feel like a big shit just fell out of my body and now my asshole can finally just relax.
What's weird to me too is that humans, the way that humans can, like, see, there's even a word for it that is totally escaping me. Humans see faces and shit where there's no faces.
Yeah.
Like in trees and in grass and in whatever and in rocks on Mars and shit. No, just
I remember, the face on Mars,
It turns out it's not even close, but humans...
The shadow of giant rocks of a mountain.
Yeah, but humans just sort of have this instinctual need to see things where maybe they aren't. Yeah. And I wonder if that's what's going on here, is that we as humans, we hear this voice saying nothing and that's them.
Uh-huh. It could have just been an audio. It's a digital recording.
Yeah, could that have been a fly that flies by the microphone in a really specific way and caused these air vibrations? Like, or it could have been a lot of things.
It could have been the phone microphone malfunctioning for weird, like a weird amount of static electricity was going right by.
Picking up
a
television signal from three blocks.
Dude, I remember when I was
or something.
When I was in a band in high school, in our practice room, we'd go in there and before we'd start playing, we'd turn on our amps and let them preheat and let the tubes, you know, everything. And then while we were there, we'd listen to like six different radio stations.
Well, we know that even from season one of Atomicast, we used to record in that old building
that
was
right
near the radio station.
Yep.
And that
we'd pick it
that
up.
Soundboard would pick it up.
Yep,
it was weird.
So weird. Anything digital like that, you can pick it up. I mean, there's no with radio signals as common as they are and just everywhere like they are. There's you can't. What am I trying to say?
Spit it out, Shane.
I know. You can't just blame these things on ghosts anymore. You really have to look into like, my router is right here, and my modem is right here, and I have a computer here, which goes Bluetooth this.
Right.
You know, there's just so many electronic devices that could interfere with ghost hunting now. It's just, can't, you know.
So that was Atomic Ass Mysteries.
Yeah. I like the way you did that.
Not as effective as I thought it'd be. I thought Shay would be pissing himself by now.
Well, you took it on Reddit, and it was on an Ask Reddit thread that was the creepiest thing that's happened on Reddit.
Sorry,
of course I'm
going to
click on that. Of course I'm going to click on that.
I'm so sorry I disappointed you, Shay, and everybody else that's listening
to this. Well, just don't, you know.
Mom and Dad are fighting.
Yes.
Email. What's the email address the show?
We're so fucked up. Atomicast1@gmail.com.
We're not fucked, dude. We're getting back on track, bro.
Atomicast, you can email the show to atomicast1@gmail.com.
Call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
Social media stuff, atomicast.com.
The show right now is pointing at itself in the mirror. It's pumping up. It's ready.
But why, Wolford? Why would they want to email the show?
Maybe they got advice questions they need answered.
You fuck up.
He just jumped right to it.
You fuck up. Oh. You never say that first, Brian. Don't you listen to the show? You always say something else.
Oh, sorry.
No matter what. Tim, ask me.
No. I'm going to jump right into a... I'm going to avoid... Okay, this first question is not on a... what are you doing over there?
I'm muting you.
Stop it. It's not an advice question. This first question is just sort of a rhetorical question, but I'm interested to hear you guys' input because this is the most awkward fucking thing in the world that I do.
That you do?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you open the door to your office building or apartment building or gym or wherever for someone that you don't know? So, like, think something that requires a pass to get into and out of.
No. Something that requires a pass to get into? No.
Yeah, like one of those key cards that you scan.
Yeah, like a fob.
Yes.
No.
You don't hold it open for them.
No.
Even if they're directly behind you.
If I see that they have a pass as well, then yes.
So what if they're like leaning against the wall to the, you know, waiting to get let in and you just go in?
No.
And they try to tag along behind you.
I probably wouldn't stop them, but I wouldn't actively hold the door for them.
Okay.
I wouldn't stop it though.
All right.
I'm about the same, but I'm neurotic enough that I would be like, oh, fuck, there's somebody hanging out by the door. I don't want to. Maybe I'll just walk around the block and see if they're gone by the time I come back.
Dude, there's something really weird and uncomfortable about that whole thing, and I don't know why, because what the fuck do I care? But
well, because
I feel the same way.
No, because if they wanted to get into a place that you're going to and they don't have access, it makes you feel uncomfortable being in that place.
Yeah.
And if you go home and it's like, man murders 5 in office building. And you're like, oh, fuck, that was the guy.
I know. Yeah, I mean, just if somebody, clearly you don't know if they don't belong.
Yeah.
It's weird thinking that they don't belong and they're going to be in that same place that you are.
Yeah.
It's like, and my only real examples are for this are like a pool or a gym.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And if those types of places, like, okay, well, if they want to go swimming, who gives a shit? If they want to go work out, I don't give a fuck. If they want to get into an office, like, you know, my building at work, I wouldn't let somebody in behind me.
Really?
No.
What do you say if they're trying to sneak in behind you?
If I see a badge,
yeah,
then
if you don't see a badge clearly, is what I'm going after here.
Again, I wouldn't stop it, but I'd feel uncomfortable with it.
So you still wouldn't say anything?
No.
Okay.
Just because I don't know, and I don't want to be like, oh yeah, you need a badge.
I know.
Duh, you stupid shit, right here.
I know that's. I'm a fucking 35-year-old man, for God's sakes, and I'm still, like, weirdly scared of shit like that. Or just like, oh, hey, man, you got to scan in. Dude, I got my badge in my bag. I just don't want to get it out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
there's a Seinfeld episode about that.
Is there really?
Jerry wouldn't let him in the apartment building because he's like, I don't know you.
I feel like I remember that a little bit.
The door had like is a completely glass, so the guy just stood outside like staring at him as he's like, "I'm sorry."
Yeah.
And then he went up to his apartment, and then like later, it turns out they live on the same floor, and he's just like, "Oh."
Yeah, it's awkward. There's no right situation. It's so fucking awkward. It's just one of those things you're set up to fail when it comes to those fucking key fobs.
Understand.
Yeah. Yeah. This is sort of another rhetorical question. I left out the whole question because it doesn't matter. But okay. I made a friend who is very lonely, and now I don't know how to get away. Have you guys had like these lonely, pathetic loser friends?
Oh my God, I got a good story. So there's this podcast up in the Chicagoland area.
Oh, they're going to hear this.
No, they don't listen to this.
Jory Laws?
Yeah, Jory. And I forget what the podcast is called. Actually, I feel really bad about that. But
it's going to come to me.
So they were doing this podcast. And I went up for a couple episodes, just kind of like jumping in, having fun. There's this one guy who I met one time, and he knew that, and this was 3 years ago, and he knew that I made movies. And he was like, "Oh, dude, I got this great idea for a movie. Let's talk about it." And I was like, "Cool, yeah, I want to make
the worst.
Let's make a movie." So I moved, and then a couple months later, I moved to Virginia. And he and I had not talked since the night that I went up to do the podcast with this. God, I know that name's just killing me. And so I go out to Virginia, and I get these missed calls from Chicago, but I don't know the number. I'm like, "Oh, fuck it, I don't know who it is. They don't leave a message." I get this like 8 text string of text messages from this guy who felt like we bonded, and like he felt like, you know, we could be brothers, and he really, you know, he's sick of friends walking out on him in his life, and he doesn't have anybody, and he had this girl and he had this kid with her, but he doesn't see the girl or the kid. All this shit that I did not fucking know about. Turns out he's just like that with everybody. He latches on immediately as soon as you say hi, and he thinks you're his best friend.
Right.
And it was just so uncomfortable. And I was in Virginia, luckily, so I just kind of stopped. I just ignored everything that came through. Yeah. I was like, "Fuck you, dude. You're obnoxious. I don't know you." That was the closest experience to this that I have. But it was like, it was really like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know this guy.
I haven't had any quite as invasive as that, but I've definitely had a couple where they are just way more into the friendship than I am.
Yeah.
And it's clearly they're just lonely. We don't have a whole lot in common and whatever, but I feel bad. There's no right thing to do. You just kind of have to.
If you don't want
to
be friends with someone,
slowly back away.
Everybody's different, dude. That person just needs to find a friend that is similar to their neediness level.
Find another lonely weirdo.
A lonely, needy weirdo like Brian.
Yeah, tweet up Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
At DZ.
At Freakwolf.
At Freakwolf.
Freakwolf. No,
I worked with this guy once who was just one of those weird, awkward people.
Yeah.
And we weren't even really friends. Just we worked on the morning show together at HOI, so there was literally like 3 people on the crew. So, I mean, it was just always the same 3 people. And he was just this really weird guy. And he would always, like, you know, I didn't have anything against him, so I was just always nice to him. But then he started being like, hey, my mom brings me to work every day, and we sort of live by each other. Do you want a carpool?" And I'm just like, "No."
Well, I mean, so something like that, if you're hanging out with someone at work every day, and you guys live close, and he doesn't have a ride, that's something like, I feel like I could understand him just kind of being like, you know, we're cool here at work. My mom takes me. It's really, it'd be easier if you could just take me since we're going to the same place.
No, it's still weird. Yeah. If the guy's weird.
It's all
about context.
I know. The way Brian just told that story, it sounds completely normal and natural for some dude to say that. I don't know the guy. And
the guy was really weird.
Yeah, that's the thing. The context in this and the guy matters. Yeah.
Then later he's like, "Hey, my friend is trying to maybe get some something put together. He might be interested in talking to somebody. Would you be interested?" And we were working at TV at the time, and I'm like 18 or whatever. So I'm thinking, "Oh, maybe he's putting together like some studio project, just something where he needs like."
Was it like a bank robbery?
I was like, "Sure, fine, whatever. Here's my phone number," which I don't know why I was just so willy nilly to just, "Here's my phone number, weird guy."
It's your phone number. What do you think is gonna happen?
And then later, somebody came up to me. He's like, "Oh, did he say his friend wanted to talk to you?" I was like, "Yeah," he's like, "Don't. It's Amway." And
I'm like, no.
So literally the guy, like, I don't remember what it was, but the guy somehow ended up coming to my apartment building.
Ugh.
And he kept hitting the buzzer. You had to be buzzed in.
Yeah.
And I just sat in my apartment like, nope, not this, answer the door.
This is when you were living with Bryce?
No, this was before that when I was living with Nikki. It was before he even met me.
Okay, yeah.
Did you tell him to come over? Or did he just show up?
I must have told him to come over. I don't even remember how it happened.
Dude, these Amway guys are fucking nuts. Yeah.
Dude,
all
those pyramid scheme people are.
Yeah, they're fucking out of
mind. Maybe I was talking to him through email or something. I don't remember. Yeah. But it was some way where I was trying not to be a complete dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which nowadays I'd be like, fuck no, I don't want to sell Amway. But
did you end up selling Amway just because you didn't want to say no?
That's how a lot of people get into that shit. They just feel weird saying no, so they buy
starter
kit.
Yes, the first time I was a freelancer, I did very, very poorly. It did not go well for me, and I was just basically unemployed for a few months. And there was a newspaper ad saying there was job openings in marketing, a marketing department, which is sort
vector
of
marketing.
Yeah.
For illustration and stuff, it made sense. Like,
yeah.
This is where I,
yeah, of course.
So I went and applied and stuff. It turns out it was the vacuum machine salesman.
Oh, in the Heights?
No, it was right there on by the Salvation Army on University in Glen.
I applied for a job selling vacuums right out of college.
Nice. Really?
At a place in the Heights.
You applied for a job selling vacuums? I got suckered into that shit, and I was like, I could not run away fast enough.
I needed anything.
You said Cutco. Was that the kitchen knives?
Yeah, the knives.
Dude, we have Cutco knives. They're nice knives.
I talked to somebody about possibly selling knives.
Yeah.
And then I realized, I'm going to have to go fucking door to door.
Yep.
I'm not doing that shit.
It's humiliating.
And they target high school seniors.
Yeah.
Like the Army does. I mean, they're in this very much the same way. Yeah. They like just go after you and promise you all this cool shit that they don't deliver on, and then eventually you just get stabbed.
I really truly believe that you can be successful at that shit. You just have to be a fucking horrible human being.
Yeah, no,
with
you have to
no
be worse.
Real shame about you. You've got to be willing to go door to door sell vacuum cleaners.
And fuck the people underneath you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's how pyramid schemes work. You have to be willing to fuck everybody underneath you.
Yeah, you have to have no real shame about it.
Yeah.
But I ended up not doing it, shockingly enough.
Yeah.
My brother had a stroke and a heart attack. He's years away from a full recovery and is incredibly depressed. His dog is dying of cancer and of old age.
Jesus.
Shit.
How do I tell him if his dog dies under my care while he cannot be there? Do I tell him while he's in the hospital? Can he even shoulder the burden while he is down on it, you know, with his own health problems?
Is the guy ever going to get out of the hospital?
Maybe eventually, maybe years down the road after all of this rehabilitation and shit.
Then I would say no, don't tell him.
Yeah, I would tend to agree.
I would not tell.
I mean,
I would just never get a puppy.
Like, I don't know, I came out one day and the gate was open. I think he ran away.
Dude, just give him a puppy and say, like, that's your dog, man. What are you, crazy? You must have lost memories of him in the stroke. That's totally your dog.
You know, if it were me, I would prefer someone to be like, you know, he just, he passed, but it was peaceful.
Oh, he had a stroke. His dog had a cancer.
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, I thought he was in the hospital for cancer.
Oh, no, he had the stroke. So, like,
chemo wouldn't help a stroke at all. They would just be like, why are you trying to kill me?
I know, you just die. Like, why are you poisoning me?
Stroke and heart attack.
Yeah.
Is what the
if it's going to be a couple of weeks, but if it's going to be, you know, 8 months before he gets out and sees the dog again, I mean, it's if the dog dies, wait until he's out, until he's healthy and can take the stress of it. But
take a picture to the pound and just try to match it up.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude,
no.
Who cares? Get him a gerbil and tell him that's your dog.
No.
The guy's got enough problems. He won't know what's going on. Okay, this is a good one for all of us. Have you ever been on the road to a passion of yours but got comfortable along the way and did not continue? For example, you're working at this job, saving money to go back to school to study something that you feel is your passion, but you also have doubts and fears that maybe school is not going to work out, and you look at this job that you have now, and the job is kind of shitty, but it pays well, and you have to say to yourself, why risk losing this job? You might go back to school, blah, 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 blah. So my question is, have you ever gotten comfortable along the way and choose not to continue your original plan? If so, do you have regrets?
That was really complicated.
Yeah, but do you get it?
No.
Yeah.
It was overly wordy. You guys
I was reading tweets from Jay.
Oh, did he tweet us?
He retweeted us.
Nice.
Sorry, I was reading that.
Thanks, Jay.
Can you sum it up?
You're a bro. The point is, do you have like a dream that you were trying to obtain, get distracted along the way, and just sort of get comfortable in your life and give up your dream?
That's exactly, that's everybody. It's every single fucking human on the planet.
Yeah, I think that was going to be my basic answer too. This is just sort of a reality of what
everybody has a dream. Some people get lucky enough to get a job in that field, but most people like get trapped along the way.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be. I hate computers. I did. I hated computers. I know. I wanted to do movies.
Yeah.
And I love computers now.
Yeah.
I love fucking around with them because
I still don't think I love computers, but I am sort of in the same boat. I fought being a computer nerd for a long time. People used to call me a computer nerd. I'm like, no, I'm a designer. I'm an illustrator.
I have a theory about that.
Fuck you.
It's because everybody wants you to fix their computer. And it's your family, like your family, friends, they call you computer nerd. And the only reason you hate it is because that translates into you being the tech guy.
I don't feel like that's me.
That is me.
I feel like it's just like the connotation of being a computer nerd. I just hated.
Tim, you're a computer nerd.
Feeling like the computer nerd. And I know I am now. But I fought it for a long time.
Yeah.
And it was, I was an illustrator, I was a designer, I was this or I was that, and it's,
you're an artist.
Yeah. Now at 35, I'm just like, yeah, I'm a fucking web developer. I'm a computer nerd guy. Like,
say it like so mopey.
And it's not mopey. It's defeated. I was forced into this profession. I've certainly lost
Hey Tim, what? This is a great garage. Great bar.
Thanks, buddy.
It's a great office you got there.
Thank you, sir. I made the most of my bad situation.
Hey, your house looks really nice and big from here.
Thank you. The point is, it's not my passion.
Yeah, I know.
I lost my passion along the way. It's just like, I absolutely took the most comfortable, easiest route.
But did you see that?
This is just what people do.
Did you see the link I sent you the other day? You could get into virtual reality giant porn.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the next thing.
There you go.
Wolfie, did you do this?
Oh, I totally did this.
Yeah.
I only went to radio TV class because the ICC didn't have a film program.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll do this.
And you got to go into theater, man.
I was already like planning on transferring to this film school down in Florida because they already accepted me. And then I got accepted to Southern and I was like, oh, I'll go. Yeah, I'll figure that out next year.
Yeah.
And then I got a job at a TV station. And then completely moved away from like the production stuff, and I'm working in the office, which blows. But my TV station basically fired everybody except for my position and one other person's position and moved us into a new building.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that for like 10 years now.
Yeah.
And they pay for my health insurance.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's kind of my compromise. I'm just like, yeah, but free health insurance, so...
Yeah,
I know. You're basically living in Canada right now.
And you do shit on the side still that sort of appeases that.
I definitely, in high school, I was like, I'm going to be Steven Spielberg. I want to make all these fucking like amazing movies that people later on cry when they watch them.
Yourself on Jay Leno.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then I was like, when I got to college, I was more like, I want to be Kevin Smith, where I'm just like, I tell like funny stuff, but there's like a heart to it and more. Yeah. It's not for everybody because, you know, you're a fucking idiot.
Right. Yeah.
And now, like, I think about trying to work in Hollywood.
It sounds exhausting.
Oh, my God. I'm just like, I listen to Adam Green and Joe Lynch's podcast and all the shit they have to go through. And they like, make no money whatsoever.
Yeah, they're still nothing.
And I'm just like, oh, fuck, I don't want to deal with that.
You know what's funny is they're still nothing, and they've made it.
Yeah.
That's the thing, yeah, they've had successful movies, they've worked with super famous people.
They can still get directing jobs in Hollywood, but they make no money. They're not glamour.
That's what shocked me about. Remember when we interviewed Zach Ward on Horror Junk?
Yeah.
And he talked about when he was on a fucking network sitcom as not the main character, but a very prominent supporting character. Yeah. After he paid his agent and his taxes and his placement fees and his this and his that and his union dues and whatever, he was walking away with like basically a minimum wage job.
Yeah. He called it Taco Bell money.
Yeah. He called it Taco Bell money. And it was a major supporting role on a major network sitcom.
What sitcom was he on?
Titus.
Titus,
yeah, Christopher Titus was the
on Fox,
and he was the brother,
yeah,
he was the redheaded brother, yeah,
yep,
and that, but to me was just like holy shit, because the people are so desperate to get on TV, they'll take peanuts to do it,
yeah,
and the people that make the money are the people that the shows are named after and the executive producers and stuff. If you're just an actor or even just a director, you're not making much.
Yeah, I mean, unless a show goes into syndication, I mean, what you make day to day is all you make ever.
Yeah,
you know,
syndication is
like,
so weird now. So
I know
it's hard telling what.
Yeah, I mean, what is syndication? Hulu.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, it's syndication. TBS or Hulu.
The goal was to get to 100 episodes. When you hit 100 episodes, you were set.
Yeah,
that's when I went into syndication. You made shit tons of money
forever.
And now, like. We're adopting more of like the British model where seasons are only like 10 episodes long, which I love because it gets rid of all the really shitty episodes.
Yeah.
but then like there's no real syndication afterwards because you last like five seasons and then you're done.
Like you get a show like The Following, which is, you know, 12, 13 episodes a season, which it's a great show.
Yeah.
It's never going to be replayed.
No.
You know, it's just, it's too, I mean,
it goes to Netflix and people binge watch it some other time.
Yeah.
So, so I basically decided I'm just going to make like my fun little horror movies.
Yeah.
And just enjoy doing it. But
dude,
not,
just have fun. Fuck it. Yeah. That's all that matters.
I'm never going to make a living doing it.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm fine because all the headaches I hear from having to make a living doing it.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it.
Yeah. And I mean, I've done the same thing with my artwork and stuff. I wanted to be a comic book illustrator for a long time. And I was just like, fuck it. I'll just work my regular 8-to-4 and fuck it.
And have your fucking weekends off and not have to do shit. You're goddamn right.
No, I've got a good life. But yes, I think people that give up passions, that's nearly everybody in the whole world. Yes. And that's fine. That's what it is. That's life. Yep. That's life, bro. You jabroni.
How many more advice questions you got, Tim?
That's all I got.
Okay. So the next, you guys have some fun stories. And this is kind of, I don't have anything for this, but I thought that, Brian, you came up with it. It was a really fun, cool idea that you guys are going to do.
This is Wolfie, so I'll let him introduce what we're doing here.
I don't know. I just figured it would be fun to go back and read, because me and Tim were both on LiveJournal. If anybody remembers what LiveJournal was.
It's still big in, like, China, I think.
Really?
It's still a big site. So,
well, the site still exists. You can tell that they've modernized it as much as they could, even though it's so shit.
And I wanted us to go back, like, to when we were a lot younger.
Yeah.
And read some of the posts that we made.
Oh, Christ.
And how, at the time, we were like, this is how I feel. This is the most important, blah, 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 blah. And we're just, like, the biggest... I would like to call the segment "Emo Pussies" because that's exactly what it comes off like.
I want to call it cringeworthy because I read the
emo
shit.
Emo pussies
I just curl up
are
in a,
cringeworthy.
I just want to curl up and put a blanket over myself and say, like, "Don't look at me when I
you pussies.
Reminisce about how
you
fucking
emo
horrible
little pussy.
This
you sound
shit
like
is.
An emo pussy right now,
dude. I am.
Get over it.
Because one thing I learned going back, apparently, I used to get mad at you and your girlfriend a lot.
Which one of my girlfriend? Jamie. Okay, yeah.
Because it would be like Saturday, and I'd be like, "Hey, let's go down to Richard's," and you'd be like, "Oh, it's like 10 o'clock. I think we're in for the night." And I'd be like, "What? Like,
yeah.
What? No.
I'm still that way.
Well,
nothing's changed.
The thing is, you matured way before everybody else. Because now, like, I'm not gonna go to bed at 10 o'clock on a Saturday.
But being home and being
the idea of like calling somebody at 10 o'clock at night and be like, "You ready to go out, bro?"
Oh, my God.
I'm already tired just even coming up with the concept in my brain.
I know.
How can people go out when, you know, and I don't remember going out at 10 o'clock ever. But when I moved to Virginia, it was like 9:30, 10 o'clock. People were like, "Yeah, we're going to go out in like a couple hours." I'm like, what the fuck? It's going to be midnight. How are you going to do that?
Yeah.
How? Like, and people that are older than like your age. People that are your age, people can still do that.
Grandpa?
How do they do that?
They just go out at midnight and home by 2, right? I mean, it's really just a quick in and out.
But they're going out to get fucking
quick
trashed.
In and out. Well, you can get trashed in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Just watch me.
You guys
I can
are
do
old.
It.
I thought that was funny. I'm just like, holy fuck. 10 o'clock now, I'm in my pajamas sitting in my recliner watching TV. I'm like, right? I'm not going fucking anywhere.
All right. Who's
the house is burning down. I'm not going outside. Yeah.
Who's first?
Do you want me to go first?
Sure. Yeah, you're up.
All right. So.
Are you gonna read the entire post?
I don't know. Mine's about that long. What do you think?
Yeah, go for it. Okay. Go ahead and read it.
So,
we'll be quiet.
I went and scrolled back through some of my posts and just randomly clicked on one. I found one, which I did not mean to click on, but it turned out to be Valentine's Day 2002.
Okay.
The title of this is "Why I Hate Valentine's Day," an essay on stupid holidays.
I don't have a fucking girlfriend, man.
That is, you summed it up really well. Some backstory on it, though. I made horrible life decisions in my early 20s.
As we all do.
Moved up to Chicago with a really stupid girl.
Uh-huh.
Moved in with her and her mom. Then we broke up.
Did you bang her mom?
Hell no, because she was gross.
Yeah.
We broke up, but I still lived there for a while.
Oh, that's fucking awkward.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was, I think about it, I'm like, what was my fucking problem?
You were 21 and 20.
22. Still.
You were young.
All right. So here it goes. I really hate Valentine's Day. Why? Most people don't like it because they see it as a corporate card buying day. So already I'm trying to rail against the man, apparently. Because, I mean, yeah, I don't shop at corporations or anything today. I'm just like, fuck it. That corporate store has all the shit that I want. Of course I'm going to go buy it. Sell lots of candy. Sell lots of flowers. I hate it because it just sucks. A day to celebrate love. Ain't that a joke? Right? Now, keep in mind, it's 2002.
Right, but you're saying it perfectly.
Yeah. Right now, there's a semi-war going on overseas. I guarantee there's no love there. Already.
It's deep, bro.
Already, I want a time machine to go back and kick my own ass, because this is the most ridiculous shit ever. They should make a holiday where if you don't have a significant other, you don't feel like crap on that day, which that doesn't even make any goddamn sense whatsoever. You don't know how much hell it is to live in the same house as your ex and watch her get all glitzed up for her date.
You don't even know, man. you don't even know.
Sitting in this basement, so pissed off. I wanted to pull out a shotgun and blow her through the wall. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Dude, these days that would get you...
I know.
Right?
You'd immediately be sent to prison for terrorism.
Now, if I had a date also, then maybe I wouldn't feel so crappy about it. But no, I get to sit here at my house and wallow in my self-pity. Emo to the extreme, I swear to God.
Emo pussy.
Yes. This holiday is generated to make those with someone, feel good about themselves, and those of us without someone in return feel like donkey piss. I think Valentine's Day should be banned, as it has to have a high suicide rate. The government should make giving cards and candy on this day illegal.
Jesus Christ.
Just due to the fact that it makes some people unhappy. That's right. Some of us should ruin it for everybody else.
At least you can admit that.
Exactly.
Even in 22.
It happens to other things that are cool, so why not something like this? So in conclusion, Valentine's Day, I hate you. Those of you with people that are happy should be flogged, and I haven't received a Valentine in years. So I hate you all. Thank you and good night.
Very nice, Brian.
Wow, dude.
That is the worst
thing
ever.
That was pathetic.
That was fucking intense.
You're 22. What the fuck? Like, you're so stupid. It's 22.
It's ridiculous.
You had passion back then. I like it, though. I like it.
Yeah.
I hate it because it's so fucking stupid.
I like it because we've talked about it. It's one of our key points in Atomic Ass.
Yeah.
You die inside as you get older.
Yes.
Can you imagine being that passionate anymore?
Because nowadays I'm like, oh shit, Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
It's such a hassle.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm not going to get anything. Like, that's how it goes.
I guess after 10 years you can do that.
Yeah. Mine is not nearly as dramatic, I don't think.
Okay.
But it's kind of... I'll kind of skim it and then a funny kind of follow-up to it.
Okay.
This is my very first entry. This is on October 20th,
nice.
2000.
Ooh.
So I just...
It's pre-9/11 world, Tim.
It's true. We were so innocent back then. I was just barely 21 years old. Just turned 21 a couple weeks earlier. Well, I ran to the site entirely by accident. My job isn't doing very well at keeping me busy, so I have time to search out things that I might have an interest in. I basically wanted a journal program that I could type into, but posting on the web seemed pretty cool, too.
You were Neil Patrick Harris. You were Doogie Howser.
No shit.
The Doogie Howser of your day.
I mean, I have some interesting things to say. Not many, but some. This is fucking awful. I'm not entirely sure how in-depth this thing is going to get. I'll probably put a lot of bullshit here that I don't care if people read. Not entirely the most honest thing to do, right? But it'll work. I'll bare my soul to my friends, but not to strangers on the internet.
What?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's all the internet is now.
Apparently, that's all it's been for fucking 15 years.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to skip all this stuff, but this is my second entry from the same day. And it says, having a job where they pay me to sit here all day long, I spend my time on AOL Instant Messenger, downloading songs off Napster, responding to emails. It's funny because it sounds like I'm like making fun of the year 2000, but I swear to Christ, this is exactly what I wrote in the year 2000.
Totally wearing my Ray-Bans, downloading shit on Napster.
My hyper-color t-shirt.
Dude, Ray-Bans, they sound like good sunglasses. Yeah, they're good.
I've been reading other people's journals. It looks like a lot of people are doing the same shit I decided to do. Don't get too personal. Be ambiguous. Make harsh generalizations that they think will stir up some interest. It's all bullshit. Thanks, Wilfred.
Me railing against corporate holidays.
You're railing against the thing that you're posting on. The ultimate hypocrisy here.
Fuck this thing.
Fuck you, Life Journal.
It's funny because it's still like it's so true to social networks today. There's also a lot of people quoting song lyrics. That's genius. Just genius.
Please tell me that at some point on LiveJournal you quoted a song lyric.
I'm sure I did.
Fucking Pearl Jam. Yeah.
And this one applies to you, Wilfred. Then there's the people who bitch. My life sucks. I have nothing to live for. Jesus, just shut the fuck up. We don't care. If you think people you've never met who happen to type about themselves in the same form care whether you live or die, you're more pathetic than your posts make you out to be.
It's almost as if you're speaking directly to Brian.
It is, kind of, right? Like 2 years before you posted that shit.
Well, it's just funny because I'm hearing you as like the... I don't fucking care, man. I'm going to tell it how it is. And if they don't like it, they can go fuck themselves.
That's how I presented myself as a fucking 21-year-old. What am I doing? Oh, Jesus. There's more to life than this thing. There's more to life than a lot of things.
As you've gotten older, you've learned that's not true.
I know. Certain aspects of everyone's life sucks. When they dwell on them, they suck even more. Certain aspects of my life suck. Grin it, bear it, drink a beer, and forget about it.
Grin and bear it, drink a... Wait, was it? Grin and bear it.
Grin, bear it, drink a beer, and forget about it. Oy. And then just a few days later, I said, this is after bitching about how you shouldn't use this form to bitch about things or to get to, you know, all up in your own head
but
about
while
things.
You were bitching about things.
Exactly, yeah. Very hypocritical and ironic. I didn't know it at the time.
Of course
not. Just a few days later, I said, is it too much to ask for my friends to take an active interest in me?
Jesus.
I mean, an interest beyond asking me questions. An interest that gets to the point of participating in my life.
God damn.
I do that for my friends.
Hey, Tim, can I participate in your life?
No, dude.
Oh, fuck off, dude.
Just fuck off.
It's 10 o'clock, man. Fuck off.
I do that for my friends, and most return the favor, but some don't. I don't want them to just return the favor, to use my own words. I want them to want to participate in my life, to meet my other friends, know where I live, etc. Maybe I'm the only person who thinks that importance. To me, asking questions isn't enough. I wish that it was.
See, that's funny, because 4 years later, I'm like, dude, let's go hang out. And you're like, fuck you, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, that was me in the year
2000. 10:19 p.m., man. I think I'm in for the night.
Yeah.
God, I wish people would want me.
God, that's I'd so fucking cringeworthy to read that shit. Oh. 15 years later.
So is that all of yours?
That was all I got.
Yeah, okay. Brian, you got another one, right?
I do got another one.
I like
one.
It. Right,
hit me.
All right, so this was almost a year later. It was a little bit over a year later. This one, I had moved out and moved in with my cousin Tony, who was also living in Chicago. She had a condo and let me rent her extra bedroom for, like, super cheap. But we didn't have internet. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God, it's like Holocaust.
So it just added more to my horrible life. So here I am, sitting in the local library just so that I can update this thing.
Brian, yours are the best because what makes it funny is your head bounces around and your hands do movement.
Fuck those people.
Yeah.
About time, huh? As if anybody was to be like, yeah, you're right, it was about time. Well, today's been a shitty day. So I'm about to ready to unload all these problems
on
people.
Oh, my God.
And I don't think anybody commented, so nobody gave a fucking care. Well,
per Tim's point.
Exactly. First, I wake up and head down to the laundry room. Our washers are so freaking small, it sucks. I might as well take... I'm adding this in now, but I might as well just take my clothes down to the river and wash them on rocks. That's what it seems like my first world problem is.
Oh, my God.
So I pop in my 75 cents and decide that I only have enough money to do my pants and whites. I'm assuming not together.
That'd be very fucked up. For 75 cents, they'd have to be together.
I head back upstairs and watch some Family Guy.
Before it got canceled.
Fascinating shit.
So when I get back downstairs, I find that I had too many pants in the washer and the motor burnt out.
So you're bitching about your cousin's fucking washer, and then you break it.
Well, it was the laundry room in the condo.
Oh, the complex.
So it was technically the complexes. Too damn small. So, capitalized, I put everything in the dryer, and the dryer sucks, so my pants are still damp.
And you're typing this in the library?
Yes.
This matters just, enough that you...
Wow.
Sitting in the library, probably angry as all fuck.
I know.
Fun, just like
just pounding
away.
Those keys.
Excuse me, sir. I need to use... No! People I'm need not, to know about my laundry.
I'm not done bitching about the dryer.
Live Journal needs to know.
Wait your turn.
Then I
got my card.
Exactly. Then I find that even though I have direct deposit that my account says I'm overdrawn, even though I got paid on Friday and have only spent close to like $150. So that leaves about $800 unaccounted for.
Did you ever find those $800?
I have no clue. I don't even remember this.
I want my $800.
So as of right now, I have no cash.
That's why you're at the fucking library, man.
Exactly. I believe I had to walk there, too. It was like a long walk.
Of course you did, you broke son of a bitch at 23.
That sucks, as I planned on doing some stuff this weekend, which has to be a complete lie, because when I lived in Chicago, I didn't do jack shit.
I planned on doing some stuff.
I don't know what, but, man, it was going to be some fucking stuff, man.
It was going to be some adventures.
It's going to cost at least $4 that I don't have now.
And my pants are wet. I can't go do stuff with wet pants.
People are going to think I pissed myself on the bus. Oh, shit, I have no money. I can't pay for the bus.
I'm going to walk. Very lame. I need to go talk to them tomorrow to find out the situation. I saw on a sign on the way over here that Bank One has a special going on for free checking with auto deposit. LiveJournal was enthralled with this post. And since the finance charge was the only thing keeping me from going to them, I think I may switch. TCF has screwed up my checking so bad in the past. I hate them. Other than that, not much else going on. I live a lame, lame life.
Yeah.
The end.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Oh.
23-year-old me is the biggest douchebag in the entire world.
That was the entirety of LiveJournal. That was just like this fucking minutia of life. I'm just like, nothing. Oh, yeah, I hit a squirrel on my way to work today. Okay.
It's all these fucking millennials who like want to create a, or want to keep a journal, but don't like want to deal with the old way of writing it down.
Yeah, and want to broadcast it to the world in a very
over fucking dial up or, you know, 512 DSL.
Yeah. Oh God, that's fucking awful. So Wolford, if you could talk to your 23-year-old self, what would you say to him?
I'd grab him by the neck and knock his teeth out. Like, you're a fucking douche.
Do you think... Okay, so that was when you were 22, 23.
Yeah.
You look at this now as a 35-year-old, and you cringe at the thought of it.
Oh.
Do you think...
I'm so fucking dead inside. I'm like, this is the dumbest shit. You don't have any money? Fucking stay home and watch TV. You'd
it's
be
awesome.
Doing that anyway.
Do you think... that now that you're 35, if you look at this shit when you're 55, do you think you'll have the same feelings, or do you think you'll be equally dead inside of just like, eh, well, that was just me?
I'll probably kill myself.
Okay, I have a question. If you listen to this podcast when you're 55,
yeah,
what do you think you're going to think of how you are right now?
I don't know.
Less dead inside than you are then.
I think I'll be equally dead inside, but I hope that I don't look... Like, I look back at this 21-year-old self like he's a fucking stranger.
Yeah.
I'm just like, who the fuck is this fucking piece
it's
of
you,
shit
man.
Guy?
It's you.
I hope that when I'm 55 and I look back at me at 35, I don't have that same disconnect.
I think you'll regret the fender on your car.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a smart decision. Even at age 60, I'll think like, good for you. You hung on to that piece of shit car.
Yeah, well, you remember that $300 you give me when that doesn't work out.
All right, we'll remember that one. No, I hope that I'm less embarrassed of myself at 35 than I am at 20 or 21.
How could you not be? You have a family, a home, a good job. There's You're not bitching about your life on social media.
I have to be saying some cringeworthy shit on this podcast, though.
You probably have.
20 years from now, we'll be Atomicast episode 68 or something.
Yeah.
Playing back some of this shit, and it'll be just like, oh my god.
Yeah.
No. So I'm probably going to look back on all the shit I posted on Facebook about like my fucking water heater going out, and it'll be the same thing.
Yeah, right.
That fucking piece of shit.
Anytime,
I just don't post anything anywhere ever. There's nothing to be embarrassed about then.
So if, okay. Don't die, dude.
Jesus, bro.
Wrong tube.
You all right? Christ.
Wrong tube.
All right. So if you could take your brain from now and put it in your body when you were like 18, like how do you think you would behave? Or do you have like a regret that you're like, I can totally fix that since I'm fucking 35 in my head and know how this shit works? I don't have to deal with all that dumb bullshit that I did before.
Yeah. See, it's hard. Like, I guess the number one thing I would do, I would absolutely abandon my hopes and dreams a lot faster and just get into web development earlier.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm making good money now, and if I would have started making good money at age 23 and 24 instead of following my shitty dream that didn't work out anyway.
Nah, dude, back then, you could, like, it was much harder to make good money.
Either way, you see my point, though.
Yeah. You were making good money for the time.
No, I was totally unemployed and pathetic and trying to
I'm talking about trying to be an illustrator. Sorry.
Yeah, I was a little older at Illinois Mutual.
Yeah.
That was the time. That was a web developer position.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. And you were making good money for the time in that position.
Yeah, that was when I gave up and just took the job. I would have done that before then.
Yeah.
Relationships and shit, that's harder because I have a kid and stuff that I like.
And everything led you to like your kid.
Yeah, so I wouldn't want to change things.
Okay, well, what if you could still end up the same, like with the same family and stuff?
Oh, this girl.
But you could redo like all the stuff in the middle.
This girl Missy that I had a huge heart on for many years. I totally would have banged her if I would have played my cards a little differently. I could have banged her. Yeah. I never banged her. I never bung her.
So it's funny because my answer was I would bang a lot more chicks. And I'm saying because I had the opportunity.
Yeah, me
and
too.
I was that fucking idiot that's like, no, I want to be in a relationship. I want to love somebody.
You fucking fag.
Right now?
Dude, I was that guy too, though.
Because there was a straight up, like, pretty cute girl. Do you remember Allison? She hung out at Bryce's apartment.
Yeah,
she
I do. Yeah, yeah.
She was cute, right?
Yeah.
She totally was just like, do you just want to fuck for the summer? And I was like, no, I'm kind of seeing this Diane girl who's up in Chicago right now, so probably. No, now I'd be like, yes, let's fuck all summer long.
Yeah.
And then that would be it, and I would not care.
Yeah, I think I'd get laid a lot more often, too, for those couple of years. But, anyway, I mean, whatever. I
fucking
don't
emo. Bullshit.
I don't regret it. It's funny more to look back at that shit, but it's just so, it's embarrassing, but it's funny.
What about you, Shay? Would you get married?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
You'd marry Pam?
Yeah.
Would you really?
Yep.
Why?
Because for all of the shitty feelings that I've had come out of that.
Yeah.
I think part, like a big part of me needed that entire experience to be where I am now. And I'm in an awesome fucking place now.
But the
I wouldn't be the same person.
But the question is, you take your person now, your brain, and you put him back 20 years, 15
I know,
years
but
ago.
You got to understand is that if I do that, like, there's no way in hell I'm the same person. I'm working at fucking...
But you're already the same person. That's the whole context of the question, yeah. Shay.
All right. So if I were the exact same person that I am now in the exact
you
same
take
position.
Your, take your own brain with your own... I would think that your own brain would see Pam and be like, well, I'm going to bang her for 2 years and then get away from her long before I marry her because she's a lunatic.
No, it would have been for the summer.
Yeah.
Truthfully, it probably would have been like the first summer, and then immediately after like the first little bit of drama we had, we would have broken up.
You wouldn't propose to her like three times like you
no,
did?
No, I would not have. but the, you know, I mean, I don't know what I would change. I would have been more serious about my career and my retirement and my bills.
Yeah.
Because I have shitty credit. And I'd make sure I took care of that before, you know, I did. And,
boring.
Yeah, boring shit like that. You know, the girls I wanted to bang, I pretty much banged.
Well,
not all.
Look at Mr. You. Popular over here.
No, fucking not all of them. Not all of them, but I wouldn't have had a chance with the ones I wanted to bang that I didn't anyways. No way in hell. Even if I played my cards differently.
But see, I let my feelings get in the way, which was bullshit because those feelings...
It's a stupid thing.
...were nothing but straight up hormones.
Yeah.
Like, if I could have just got rid of those... And fucking chick hormones, too.
Yeah.
If I could have just gotten rid of that and just been like, Yeah, I'll bang this chick for like 2 weeks and yeah, then tell yeah. her I never want to see her again.
Those same emo hormones that made you write about
Valentine's Day.
That was
fucking
the
corporate holiday. No shit.
Those are the emo hormones stopping you from getting laid. Yes. I had the same ones, brother.
Oh,
I get man. It.
Oh, fucking horrible.
I know. Yeah.
That's life, though, man. I mean, it's you can always look back and see shit, but it's if you didn't make that decision, you wouldn't be exactly in this position now.
I know, but that's the point.
I know
of
it's the fun thought, exercise.
That's the fun exercise.
It.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that, though. I mean, yeah.
I would have been way more alpha back then.
Yeah,
I'd have been alpha as fuck, dude. Yeah.
So when people show up at your parties and you're like, "What up, Baldy?" Like that wasn't enough for you?
No, dude, that's not alpha enough.
You're like, "Oh, fucking Mullins will kick his ass if he gets out of hand."
Yeah, Mullins is there to stand up for me when we get into fights and stuff.
Hey, well, he had to fight for you. He was banging your girlfriend.
I don't think not at the time. I don't think he ever actually fought for me, but
Mullins was good at defusing
stuff. We came close a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good times. No, I don't really have any regrets about them, but looking back on it, it's just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
One regret, because I feel really bad about it, and it involves you, and has nothing to do with what you think it does.
Okay.
We had parties at Bryce's fucking apartment all the time.
So this would have been, what, 2001, 2002, yeah. 2001.
This girl was over. She's friends with my friend Kate.
Okay.
The girl was she wasn't even attractive. She was fucking annoying as shit. But she thought she was, and she like... I only date guys with six packs.
Ugh, fuck her.
Tim was drunk standing in the kitchen like as we were having this conversation. I'm like, Tim has a six pack. And then I just lift his shirt up and his flabby gut just falls out. And he's like, what? And now I feel really bad about it.
I have no recollection of that at all.
Because, I mean, I wasn't skinny either. So, I mean, I had no room to talk. But I just thought it was like a funny joke. He's like, see, Tim totally has a six pack. And then just
I don't have any recollection of that at all.
You should open the fridge. Just be like, here you go.
That's what I thought. That's where you're going. It was a funny joke. Like I had a six pack in my hand.
I know.
No, I have no recollection.
This is before you got like super fit. So maybe I helped motivate you.
Super fit, and then back to super fat again. I did for a while there. I was super fit.
Yeah, I posted a picture today. You were just like, holy fuck.
I know.
You were very skinny.
I know.
That's the skinniest I've ever seen a picture of you in.
Yeah, I got real skinny there for a while. Yeah.
That was when you were like eating nothing, though, wasn't it?
I know, yeah. It was 1,000 calories a day.
It's like lean cuisine and like all day, and that was it?
Yep, and I'd ride my bike to work, and then I'd run 5 miles and take my dog on a 2-mile walk every day.
Wow. Jesus. I'm tired right now.
Every day. Yeah, that was not a...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, you were much healthier back then.
I don't know if that's healthy.
No, that's healthy.
It's borderline anorexic.
Well, the 1,000 calories a day isn't anorexic if you weigh... 180 pounds.
Somebody just went to sleep. That was like the perfect ohm pattern, you know, to relax somebody. Just set that on repeat if you want to want some relaxation music.
So, fucking emo pussies. Me and you are emo pussies. We need to get Shay to bring something next
You know, I looked. Yeah, I looked for my live journal. I can't find it. I know I posted some really, really stupid shit like you guys did.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find it. And then I looked on my MySpace, and all the actual posts are gone, and only my uploads remain.
Yeah, I think MySpace deleted all that shit.
Yeah, so I wasn't going to go look through my Facebook when I started Facebook in college.
Because it feels so weird. It feels like reading somebody else's live journal.
When you guys were telling those stories, more so Tim as opposed to you, Brian, because you were more animated and it sounded like you. But Tim, when you were reading that story, it really like it sounded like you were just reading the story of a stranger.
Yeah.
You know, just because it was very disconnected and that like that's just not you. Yeah. That basically is a stranger because you're not the same fucking person.
Yeah, it feels
at all.
Weird. Yeah, that's how it feels.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's so fucking weird. And so I definitely, like, I was reading this big post about how pissed off I was.
Getting angry about it?
Not getting angry about it, but just reading it where I'm just like, why the fuck do I even care? It was a post about how our friend Brian J. from the Not Make Friends podcast.
Right.
And our other sort of friend, I guess, Jim Kerr, who I'm sure is
sort of
don't say my full name, but who the fuck cares?
Jim Kerr?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you had a point. You're like, hey, I know him.
Oh, no, just saying Jim Carrey's name.
Oh, say it as much as possible?
Yeah.
They had some falling out, and apparently I was really pissed off about it. I'm like, why can't you guys just fucking be friends? Like all over Facebook. And I'm just like, who the fuck cares?
I know.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
We need to maintain our friend group.
You care so much about shit that doesn't matter at all. That was that whole second post of like, why can't my friends be more interested in me? Like, shut up.
Yeah, you want to go out? No.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. It's just like, why don't fucking Tim and Jamie want to hang out all the time?
Yeah. Is everyone is when you're 20, everybody is just 100% self-centered.
Yeah.
And totally. I feel like it's understandable. You're 20. You're young. You're stupid. It's okay that you have those stupid feelings because they allow you to have smarter feelings in the future and realize that those are so fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking at you guys because you guys are the ones that read your stupid fucking stories.
They were really fucking stupid. I only read two of them. I had two other ones, but they're nowhere near as good as the first two.
Yeah, those were good. Those were funny.
And, because, like, me and Jamie were friends, too. Yeah. So I don't know if it was, like, well, two of my friends have basically now told me they don't want to go hang out with me. So I'm like, fuck those guys.
Or maybe it just happened on one day and you were just angry because you really wanted to do something on this. Because
I'm pretty sure, like,
day.
The next weekend I was like, hey, you guys want to go out? They're like, no. And I'm like, what the fuck, guys? But then the next weekend, I'd be like, hey, guys. And they'd be like, no. And I'd be like,
yeah. Well, it was like we talked about it a couple of weeks ago of how personally you used to take friendships
I know.
Back then. I'm just you're forgetting me because you have a girlfriend now, dude. Yeah. What the fuck, dude? Am I going to have to break up with you as my friend?
Yeah. It was last week,
At 20, it's totally a question you ask yourself. At 35, it's like, are you fucking high, dude?
You're like, you got something else to do? I don't give a shit. See you later.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. Because, I mean, like I said, I was friends with you and Jamie, so I don't know if it was just like, I'm friends with both of you. Why can't we all just hang out?
Yeah.
It's just
you
stupid.
Guys are probably like, because we want to fuck. No way. I'm like, all right.
It was just kid shit. Just stupid kid shit. Who cares?
Yeah.
Anyway, are we all out of shit? Are we out of stuff to talk about?
Yeah, I think we're good.
We're way out of show.
Yeah, we're way over time.
And it doesn't matter, because who cares?
Yep.
None of it recorded.
No, we recorded it. We still missed that 10 minutes or whatever. But we went on a long stretch of not having anything broken up. So that's good. So, Shay, what's the email address?
AtomicCast1@gmail.com.
Call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Fump.
Social media stuff, AtomicCast.com. This is Tim.
This is Shay.
This is Brian from DrunkenZombie.com.
Go fuck yourself, Ohio. And I'm not ready for this at all.
Oh, Jesus, Shay. What the hell? You're not even that
Here,
drunk.
I'll read another one. I really hate Valentine's
For classic Day. Episodes, tune in to radio.atomicast.com and listen live on Wednesdays at 9 Central.